Today is the fifth day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. Grab a little sip of coffee. And off we go. A new day, another step forward. And we concluded the book of Daniel yesterday. So we have some new territory to move in, the prophetic book of Hosea. And that brings us into the final grouping of books that we will encounter in the Old Testament. And they're known as the Minor Prophets. And there are 12 books in this grouping of the Minor Prophets. They begin with Hosea and they end with the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. And so we don't have that many more days left. So we'll be moving through these pretty quick as we push toward the end of the year. Hosea probably lived in the 8th century BC. He probably saw the northern kingdom of Israel be destroyed by the Assyrian invasion. And the northern kingdom was his homeland. And there are many biblical scholars that believe that these prophecies from the northern kingdom were collected together in the southern kingdom of Judah after the Assyrians destroyed Israel. One of the themes that we'll see in Hosea is this theme of marriage. And we find this used often in the Bible to represent God's love and commitment and faithfulness with his people. And also his people's betrayal and adultery against him when they were in covenant with him. There's not any place in the Bible that this is more vividly captured. And the marriage covenant is the right metaphor, because we've been watching God's people chasing other gods and committing spiritual adultery since we started the Bible practically. And so when we place it in the context of marriage, God's reaction to the betrayal, to the adultery, to the cheating of his people is understandable. We will see it in the language. He's a scorned lover. His heart is broken by betrayal, and he's longing for his lost love. And there isn't a place that I'm aware of in the Bible that more clearly lays this out in a way that, like, anybody who's ever been betrayed in their life in any way, but if you've been, like, betrayed in your marriage, then we'll understand as we read through this that God also shares those deep feelings of betrayal. We'll also see that some interesting things happen. God instructs Hosea to marry a prostitute. Her name is Gomer, and she represents something. She represents the idolatry and the adultery and the prostitution of Israel. And the two of them, Hosea and Gomer, have a couple of children together, and each child is given a prophetic name that's directly speaking a message to Israel. And then Gomer, his wife, is unfaithful to Hosea, and so he divorces her, and that represents God's casting away of Israel. And then Hosea, in an about face, he goes back for his cheating wife, who is a former harlot, and pursues her once again, and he has to actually go and buy back the woman who had cheated on him. And he does. And this represents the lengths God is willing to go to be reunited with those he loves. And so we'll see in Hosea that it's pretty potent. It's a picture of God's love for us. It is portrayed in a way that we can truly understand. And so we begin. Hosea chapters 1 through 3. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke to Hosea, he said this to him: "Go and marry a woman of promiscuity and have children of promiscuity, for the land is committing blatant acts of promiscuity by abandoning the Lord." So he went and married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for in a little while I will bring the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu and put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. On that day, I will break the bow of Israel in Jezreel Valley." She conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to him, "Name her Lo Ruhamah, for I will no longer have compassion on the house of Israel. I will certainly take them away, but I will have compassion on the house of Judah, and I will deliver them by the Lord their God. I will not deliver them by bow, sword, or war, or by horses and cavalry." After Gomer had weaned Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and gave birth to a son. Then the Lord said, "Name him Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet the number of the Israelites will be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or counted. And in the place where they were told, 'You are not my people,' they will be called sons of the living God. And the Judeans and the Israelites will be gathered together. They will appoint for themselves a single ruler and go up from the land. For the day of Jezreel will be great. Call your brothers, my people, and your sisters, compassion. Rebuke your mother, rebuke her, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband. Let her remove the promiscuous look from her face and her adultery from between her breasts. Otherwise, I will strip her naked and expose her as she was on the day of her birth. I will make her like a desert and like a parched land, and I will let her die of thirst. I will have no compassion on her children because they are the children of promiscuity. Yes, their mother is promiscuous. She conceived them and acted shamefully, for she thought, 'I will follow my lovers, the men who give me my food and water, my wool and flax, my oil and drink. Therefore, this is what I will do. I will block her way with thorns. I will enclose her with a wall so that she cannot find her paths. She will pursue her lovers but not catch them. She will look for them but not find them. And she will think, 'I will go back to my former husband, for then it was better for me than now.' She does not recognize that it is I who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the fresh oil. I lavished silver and gold on her, which they used for Baal. Therefore, I will take back my grain in its time and my new wine in its season. I will take away my wool and linen, which were to cover her nakedness. Now I will expose her shame in the sight of her lovers, and no one will rescue her from my power. I will put an end to all her celebrations, her feasts, new moons and Sabbaths, all her festivals. I will devastate her vines and fig trees. She thinks that these are her wages that her lovers have given her. I will turn them into a thicket, and the wild animals will eat them. And I will punish her for the days of the Baals, to which she burned incense. She put on her rings and her jewelry and followed her lovers, but she forgot me. This is the Lord's declaration. Therefore, I am going to persuade her, lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. There I will give her vineyards back to her and make the valley of Achor into a gateway of hope. There she will respond as she did in the days of her youth, as in the day she came out of the land of Egypt. In that day, this is the Lord's declaration, you will call me my husband and no longer call me my Baal, for I will remove the names of the Baals from her mouth. They will no longer be remembered by their names. On that day I will make a covenant for them with the wild animals, the birds of the sky, and the creatures that crawl on the ground. I will shatter bow, sword, and weapons of war in the land, and will enable the people to rest securely. I will take you to be my wife forever. I will take you to be my wife in righteousness, justice, love, and compassion. I will take you to be my wife in faithfulness, and you will know the Lord. On that day, I will respond. This is the Lord's declaration. I will respond to the sky, and it will respond to the earth, The earth will respond to the grain, the new wine, and the fresh oil, and they will respond to Jezreel. I will sow her in the land for myself, and I will have compassion on Lo Ruhamah. I will say to Lo Ammi, you are my people, and he will say, you are my God. Then the Lord said to me, go again, show love to a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress, just as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and 9 bushels of barley. I said to her, you are to live with me many days. You must not be promiscuous or belong to any man, and I will act the same way toward you. For the Israelites must live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred pillar, and without ephod or household idols. Afterward, the people of Israel will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They will come with awe to the Lord and to his goodness in the last days. First John 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father also loves the one born of him. This is how we know that we love God's children, when we love God and obey his commands. For this is what love for God is, to keep his commands. And his commands are not a burden, because everyone who has been born of God conquers the world. This is the victory that has conquered the world, our faith. Who is the one who conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Jesus Christ, he is the one who came by water and blood, not by water only, but by water and by blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are in agreement. If we accept human testimony, God's testimony is greater, because it is God's testimony that he has given about his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has this testimony within himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have before him: if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. If anyone sees a fellow believer committing a sin that doesn't lead to death, he should ask, and God will give life to him. To those who commit sin that doesn't lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I am not saying he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin that doesn't lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not sin, but the one who is born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world is under the sway of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know the true one. We are in the true one, that is, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. Psalm 124. The Lord is on our side. A song of ascents of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, then they would have swallowed us alive in their burning anger against us. Then the water would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging water would have swept over us. Blessed be the Lord, who has not let us be ripped apart by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the hunter's net. The net is torn and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Proverbs 29:5-8. A person who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. An evil person is caught by sin, but the righteous one sings and rejoices. The righteous person knows the rights of the poor, but the wicked one does not understand these concerns. Mockers inflame a city, but the wise turn away anger. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this brand new territory, the Minor Prophets, this last push, these last groupings of prophetic utterances in this book of Hosea that we have begun today. Holy Spirit, lead us into what we need to hear. Help us to understand what we need to see. And may we continue to heed what John is telling us. We're not getting anywhere if we're not doing it in love. Help that to sink in. Help that to sink in. Come, Holy Spirit, help us walk in love. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, home base. That is the website. That's where you can find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app will do that as well, and you can get that from the app store that works with your device. Just search for Daily Audio Bible. And you will have it. It's Christmas time around here, so the annual family Christmas party that we have around the global campfire is coming up. You can call in your holiday greetings now by pushing the hotline button in the app or by dialing 877-942-4253. That is the prayer request and encouragement line. Just for a couple weeks a year, it's also the holiday greeting line. Just make sure if you have a prayer request or comment that you don't combine that with a holiday greeting. Make those separate. But now is the time to call in your holiday greetings to the community that you've been traveling with each and every day of this year as we journey through the Bible. And so, that'll be available for the next very short window. So make sure you get involved. The other thing is that this year for Christmas, we took the music from the Daily Audio Bible and made 5 different musical projects and pressed them onto beautiful colored vinyl and made beautiful packages of them, really ornately decorated and really beautiful, commemorative of the Daily Audio Bible and the Global Campfire here. We're using these at Christmas this year, and anybody who picks one or all of them up will send you the Christmas ornament from this year when your package mails. The 2023 ornament with our word expand on it. And all of the resources from the proceeds here are invested into our new home, the 2.0 world for the Daily Audio Bible that will be landing in the year 2024. So you can find these at dailyaudiobible.com. Look for the shop. And you can do this in the app too. Look for the shop and look for the Christmas section and you'll find them. And thank you. Thank you deeply for your partnership. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible in these final days of 2023, thank you deeply. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Lori from North Carolina. I want to pray for Kristen, who called in and said that at different times she had lost her children and their dad, and she feels that she has no family. Kristen, my heart just goes out to you. I can't imagine the pain that you're going through. I have a friend in New Jersey who went through a similar situation, and there's really no words that a human can give to comfort you at this time. Jesus grieved. He wept. He saw the way the world was and the curse and what was brought about because of it. And so I just can only encourage you in the fact that this life is very temporary, to say the least. And one fine day, there's going to be a great reunion of all the people that we love and care for who have gone on before us. Jesus promises that because of his resurrection. If he hadn't resurrected from the dead, then we would all be completely lost. But his victory over the cross reminds us that there's going to be a reunion, that this life is temporary for all of us, no matter how long we live. And in the book of Revelation, in chapter 21, we are reminded that one day there's not going to be any tears, crying, death, or illness. So hang on there. And I saw a movie recently called After Death. If you would like to watch that, it's near-death experiences. But I'll pray for you on my own time. God bless you, dear sister. Sending love and hugs.
Good afternoon, Dabbers. This is Angie, crucified with Jesus, from Texas, calling with some prayers for the daughter of Linda from Oregon. She was diagnosed with stage 4 triple negative breast cancer. And for the son of Susan from Canada, also stage 4 cancer. They are daily in my prayers, and I wanted to pray for everybody that is going through cancer, or they are caretaker of somebody with cancer, or they've had a cancer diagnosis that doesn't look good, like actually when terminal or advanced, and to have the Lord in our life is such a blessing. It keeps us going. Is strong. He gives us wisdom, understanding, compassion, and knowing in our heart, in our soul, that is God's will every step of the way. So I put my prayers out for everybody that is going through this awful disease and for their caretakers and families. I also want to send a quick prayer for, I heard it today, for, I can't remember her name, but she is having a hard time. Her son, her daughter have passed away. It's their anniversary. And I want you to know, I'm praying for you. I'm thinking of you. And you will be in my prayers every day. You have the Lord on your side and all our prayers for you. Have a great day.
Hey, brothers and sisters, a rough day. Daddy lost his fight with COVID. He had a beautiful death, surrounded by his family. We sang him into paradise. Please keep us all in prayer. This is your brother, Delta Alpha Foxtrot, calling from the Southern Texas front.
Yeah, this is Blind Tony. I'm just calling to let y'all know that we had a fire at our house last night. And it happened under the heater downstairs, and then there was a fire under the house, and melted the water pipes. It fused the breaker box, and so we don't have electricity, or we don't have any water, you know, and they had to chop out a lot of the floor. Anyway, but God is still good, even when things go bad. It could have been a lot worse. I'm glad we were home at the time and were able to do a bucket brigade thing, me and my sister, and knock the flames down until the firefighters were able to get there. So keep us in prayer. We're not able to stay in the house. We probably won't for a while.